Hello everyone, it's me again. How you doing? So I decided today to talk about parents, like our parents in general. Let's say Haitian parents, they are very strict about everything. So Haitian parents, let's say there are some stuff Haitian parents don't let the kid do. I know American parents let the kid do that. For example, Haitian parents, if the kids want to go sleep over their friend's house, Haitian parents don't allow that. It's just a thing Haitian parents don't do at all. Like, they think it's a big deal. Let's say if you tell your parents you're going out with a friend, they'll like find a way for you not to go. Okay, for example, they'll say they have a bad dream about you. Last night they dream about something. If you go out, something gonna happen. Like, that's Haitian parents. Like, if you're like at age, like you're in high school, you tell them that you have a boyfriend. Oh, that's a big deal for them. They'll like say, "Now you think you're grown? Like, you think you could go have a boyfriend? Like, you're not grown. I put you in school. You're supposed to have a boyfriend when you're 30." Like, that's Haitian parent. The worst part is, if you get pregnant at the young age, wow, that's the worst thing you could ever do to a Haitian person. It's like you're killing them inside. You're not gonna realize that. So, thing is that you're killing them inside, cause. For example, like I was saying in my other episode, they bring you to the US and you decided to get pregnant at a young age. They didn't want that for you. That's why I'm saying, like, you're killing them inside. Even if some were not gonna show it, but some were just like, show it. A way they will show it is like they were cursing you out. The way they used to be treat you, they're not gonna treat you like that no more, cause they will say, "Now you're grown. If you go get pregnant, it's because you think you're grown." Like, some Asian parents, they'll just kick you out, like every parent will do. Like, some parents, not all parents, I would say, like Asian parents, Jamaican, like Caribbean parents, like, because our parents is like very strict about some stuff. Like, what they really want from us, it's like we're supposed to be a good children, like, we're supposed to go to school, have good grades. Do you know the thing is, like, they want us to be the big thing. I understand that they want us to be a lawyer, to be a nurse, a doctor. I know most Asian parents, what they really want their kid to be a lawyer or a doctor, because I understand that they want their kid to be something they didn't get the chance to be. I do understand that, but at the end of the day, who's gonna like live that life? It's me, right? Not you. That's why Haitian parents are supposed to let their kids choose who they wanna be. Like, I know some be a doctor just because of their parents. They be a lawyer just because of their parents. Because they wanna make their parents happy. They love their parents. I understand that. At the end of the day, if you don't like something, just don't be it. Like, If it's not making you happy, why you do it anyway? You're supposed to do what make you you, what make you happy, right? Because that's the thing Haitian parents need to stop doing. Like, you're supposed to let your kids do, like, choose whatever career they want to be. Like, you're supposed to say, my children, I know I love you so much. It's okay if you want to be a doctor. It's okay if you want to be a nurse. Because this generation we live in, not every kid want to be a doctor. Most want to be a musician. Most want to be a singer. Most want to be a whopper. Like, that's the generation we live in now. Like, Haitian parents don't understand that at all. It's come to a time like Haitian parents need to understand that. I'm saying, like, this generation, like, this Haitian parents, this generation, like the 20 generation, I'm not talking about the 1990 generation, like, I'm not talking about my parents, I'm talking about me. If I, one day, when I have my children, I'm supposed to let them be whatever they want to be. I'm not supposed to, like, say, I want you to be a lawyer, I want you to be a doctor. No. I'll tell my kid, it's okay if you want to be a doctor. It's okay if you want to be a lawyer. It's okay to be whatever you want to be. I'm happy if you're happy. That's how it's supposed to be. Because Haitian parents, like, they just want to be happy. They don't want their kid to be happy. They just want to be happy. The worst thing is, the worst thing is, I don't get about Haitian parents. They, if they do something wrong to you, they will never say they're sorry. Like, I don't get that. I have an auntie, like, I used to live with an auntie, like, if my auntie, like, if she do something wrong, like, or she say something wrong to me and I'm not happy about it, like, she's not gonna come to me and say, I'm sorry for what I say, I'm not supposed to say that. Do you know what they're gonna do? Like, every Haitian parents do that. They will say the food is ready. They'll just bring something up instead of say sorry. If they say sorry, it's like they bringing themselves down. It's one thing they don't wanna do. I just don't get that. Like, you're supposed to know when you're wrong. You're supposed to know when you're right. That's how thing is. Not every day you're right. There's time you're wrong. You're supposed to know that. And you're supposed to, like, say sorry about it. Like, it's the best thing. Do you know one thing I don't see Haitian parents do? Why they never tell the kid they love them? Like, why? Why they never show the kid the love they have for them? Do you know why they show the kid they love them? By cursing them out, by throwing things at them. That's a way Haitian parents show love. No, you need to teach your kid what love is, because if you don't teach your kid what love is, like, someone gonna, like, show them, they're gonna think that's love, but it's not love. It's just like using the person, gonna, like, using them just because you as a parent, you didn't give your kids love, you didn't even show them. Instead of showing them love, you just show you love the way you want, like your parents do. I understand that's the way your parents show you love. You decided to show that love to your kid just the same way your parents show you love. No, that's not right. You're supposed to show your kid what love is. If anyone come into your kid's life, they will know. They already know what love is like. So nobody don't have to play with them, 'cause most people, this is what they do. Okay, for example, if a kid never grew up with a father, they will go to find someone they can look up to, someone who can be a father to them. Do you know what the worst thing is? Like, the person will use them. They'll think, no, that's not use. The person is being a father to me. No, it's not. Just because your father was not here to teach you or to raise you to be a father, just because you find that person, you want that person to be that father to you. That person know that you need a father. That person use you instead. For you think that's, no, he being a father to me. No, he's showing me love. No, he's not showing you love, sweetie. He's just using you. In your head, you're thinking, no, he's not using me. He's just showing me love. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. He should embarrassed to stop showing your kids what love is. Like, not buying toy stuff at them, showing them what real love is, what real love mean. 'Cause they don't have to go find it in someone else. They don't have to do that. They're supposed to know, like, they already find it in their parents. Their parents already show that to them. You're supposed to tell your kid how much you love them. You're supposed to show them the love. Don't say that every day and you don't show it. You have to show it. That's how love is. Like, if you tell someone you love them, you don't show them. Not everybody's gonna believe that. Not everyone's gonna believe that at all. That's why you're supposed to show your kids how much you love them. Show them what real love is. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.